Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 60, nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thy elder, and thy younger, and I will give thee unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Verse 63, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord. Again, this is referring in the millennial reign, when he ruled, when Jesus himself will sit upon the throne in Jerusalem, and he rules his people. Yeah, he rules the whole world, but specifically in Jerusalem. And this is what he's referring to. In Ezekiel chapter number 37, verses 26 through 28. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it will be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them, and I'll multiply them. Remember what I said about the children and the generations that will be multiplied. And I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. Remember, I'm just reading what the Lord said, okay? My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen, who are the heathen?
We are.
Nah, kinda. But it's the Gentile world, okay? So there's the heathen, the Gentiles, and then there's God's people. We're talking about nation of Israel. That's what he's referring when he says the heathen. Those outside that Hebrew lineage, or outside the Jewish race, if you will, he's referring them to the heathen, shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in their midst forevermore. All the world, matter of fact, I won't get to that part this morning, but even it's going to say that I think it's the word is seven. It's either seven or ten. Gentile men will take the robe of a Jew and say, we are going to go with you to Jerusalem because we hear that the Lord is there and he will teach us of his ways. So all the nations of the world will know that Jesus is ruling and reigning in Jerusalem. Matter of fact, it talks about that there will be no evangelism. We just had the farmer's market yesterday. People going yesterday witnessing and soul winning and other. You won't have that in a millennium. The Bible talks about that the name of the Lord will cover the earth as the sand of the sea. Nobody will ask his neighbor, hey, do you know the Lord? Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Like we do door knocking. You know, that won't happen in a millennium because everybody will know that the Lord is ruling and reigning in Jerusalem. And that's what all this is referring to. And then let me jump in the new covenant because of time. All right. We looked at the Adamic covenant, Genesis 3, the Noah covenant. That's there for your reference. The Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the land covenant, and talks about all the land that you see from the rivers of Egypt, which is Nile, the Nile River, to the Euphrates River. All that landmass between and up north and south, all of that landmass, he says, I promise that belongs to you, Abraham, and your seed. And those are some of the references there. And then the Davidic covenant, we see you some references there where God promised David that he will reign with him on the throne. He, as a matter of fact, in Ezekiel twice, it mentions that he will be the prince over them. I use that word, the co-regent. Jesus will rule as king, king of kings and Lord of lords. But David, he made specifically David, the same David who killed Goliath, that same David who slept with Bathsheba, who had Uriah the Hittite killed, that same David who numbered the people of Israel and God brought a great plague. Remember, that same David. a man after God's own heart. I make you a promise, David, you're going to rule with me. And there are some of the promises that, some references there. Now let's look at this thing called a new covenant. That's where I want to spend the rest of my time with. It's going to talk about God's going to change their hearts and their heart of flesh. And it's going from a stony heart, he's going to give them a new heart. And this is the new covenant. In Jeremiah chapter number 31, remember, there's going to be an everlasting covenant. It's perpetual. It never ends. Okay? Now, here's the new covenant. Jeremiah 31, beginning in verse number 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and it's not yet. This is prophetic. Again, this will be during the millennium. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And notice, and with the house of Judah. Okay? Not with the church, but with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Verse number 32. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day, the old covenant. I'm giving you now a new covenant. We're going to see. In the day that I took them out by the hand, talking about the old covenant, that I took them out by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant, they broke it. They broke God's law. Remember, when Moses was up on, was it Mount Sinai? Yeah. And God was giving him the Ten Commandments that he wrote with his own finger, God's finger. And Moses comes down from the ten, off the mount, and the children of Israel were having a big party. And they had all, long story short, they had already broken all 10 of them commandments that God had given Moses on that mount. And Moses, remember, and God was going to kill them. And Moses said, no. Matter of fact, it's the longest pause in the Old Testament. When Moses is speaking, he's pleading for, and the New King James, I don't know how the other Bibles are, but in the King James, it says, I, and there's a line there. That line is for a pause. He's pleading. Moses didn't know what to say. God's fixing to kill his people. And God said, and Moses pleading, no, forgive him. He goes back up. Matter of fact, remember the calf, the golden calf? That's one of the funniest things to me. Aaron, what in the world is that? Well, I don't know. All people brought gold. We just throw it in the fire, and out come this golden calf. Anyway, they go back up the mountain. Anyway, this is what he's talking about. He wasn't even down off the mountain. They broke those laws. Okay. And they bring them out of the land of Egypt with my covenant. They broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be, boy, I wish I could talk about Hosea. What a beautiful picture Hosea is. You know what I'm about Hosea? God told him, I want you to marry this woman. God was showing his people, I'm going to bring you back to me. Even though I know you're a prostitute, and then you excuse the language, but that's what they go a whoring, going after other people. I'm going to bring you back to me. He was a husband. Anyway, but verse number 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, this is yet future, I will put my law in their inward parts and will write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now look at this. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, here it is, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord? For they shall all know me, from the least unto them. They don't know him yet. Why do we go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? Because they don't know it. All the people don't know about the Lord. Well, we have mission work. But during the millennium, we're not going to have missionaries out there. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest, saith the Lord. Now notice this, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Now he does that for us as individuals, praise the Lord. But he's not talking about individuals here. He's talking about that nation of Israel, of Judah, of Israel. I'm going to put it within you a new heart, and I'm going to forget what you've done for me, done to me, and how you disrespected me and went whoring after other gods. Let's go a little bit farther. Ezekiel chapter number 36.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.